Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga, Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
It is You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley. Great to be here with you today on the BetQL Network, where every game is Game 7, including Real Madrid and Bayern Munich about to start in the Champions League semifinal. Me and Tyler Morales both betting on Real Madrid. Two words. Hala Madrid. Every game, Game 7. No hot take BS on this show. We bring you bets, and we bring you sports. And like Spanish pump-up sayings for teams in La Liga, Hala Madrid. As we come to you live today from the Odyssey app, we'll be simulcast by our friends at Stadium from 4 to 6 Eastern, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports, Twitch.tv/BetQL, and heard on radio stations nationwide, including our pals on satellite radio, Sirius 160, and XM 205. As Ken and I are here, we're bringing you the wagertainment. We're talking all things sports betting. Proudly presented today and always by the king of sportsbooks, the great people over at BetMGM. We want you to download Dat app, the BetMGM app, and visit Dat website, BetMGM.com. And you can do that on a terrific Tuesday, April 30th in the year of our Lord, 2024. Our show is on Twitter, at You Better You Bet. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, at The Costos. And Ken Barkley, your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, always lurking on X, at Lockie Lockerson. And on this terrific Tuesday, we will bring you three tremendous guests as Real Madrid almost let up a goal in the first minute of this game. Thankfully, they didn't. Three tremendous guests on the show today. Matt Moore from the Action Network. Buckets podcast. Matt Moore will join us at 4 o'clock Eastern. We'll talk all things betting on the NBA postseason with the great Matt Moore. Evan Silva, one of our favorites covering the National Football League from Establish the Run. Evan Silva, 5:40 p.m. Eastern time, talking fallout from the NFL draft, getting people set for fantasy football as well. Evan Silva at 5:40 p.m. Eastern time, and making his You Better You Bet debut 20 minutes from now. We're very excited to welcome to the show one of our favorites. Ken and I were texting recently about what a great job Field Yates has been doing on ESPN covering the NFL draft for our friends over at the Worldwide Leader. Field Yates will join us coming up in 20 minutes, talking all things National Football League, the rookie quarterback landing spots, favorite spots for fantasy next year. Field obviously hosts ESPN's Fantasy Football Podcast. A ton of National Football League conversation coming up with Field Yates from ESPN 20 minutes from now. Plus, Badass Betting Breakdown is on the way from last night in the world of sports, and we will obviously spin things forward, including Rats on the Ice and Panthers in round two of the NHL postseason. Taking down the Tampa Bay Lightning, we absolutely love it. We will also get to the Los Angeles Lakers getting sent to Cancun or Galveston or wherever they're heading after getting bounced out of the postseason for the second consecutive year by Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets. And I guess we'll also talk about, you know, whatever the hell that was in Miami last night with the Celtics and the Heat, with the potential big injury to a big man in Beantown. We will get to all of it as we move along. We'll talk National Football League. Ken and I will on the show today. We have gone through the AFC, and we have determined, as it stands right now, our seven playoff teams in the AFC, what the seeds will be, what the playoff matchups will be. We will play it out today on the show in pencil, not pen, you know, because it's April, to determine as of right now who we think will win the American Football Conference. Did either of us have the chutzpah to take a team other than the Kansas City Chiefs? We'll find out a little later in the show. And Power Hour Final Hour will feature all our bets coming up for tonight, including Game 5 at Madison Square Garden between my Knicks and the loser Philadelphia 76ers. Well, we'll see how it goes tonight, at least. We are locked and loaded here on a terrific Tuesday. Ken Barkley, how's it going?
Good. I think, I'm guessing neither of us had the Chiefs out of the playoffs. It's probably just what seed did we have them in or something along those lines. I mean, maybe have them out of the playoffs. Seems like a bad idea based on how the last few years have gone. Probably at least want to have them in, even if you don't have them winning or you don't have them the one seed. Yeah, that was a fun
exercise. It's the easiest thing you can do, right? Like you put KC in as the AFC West winner and then you go on to everything else.
And you put them in as one of the two representatives in the championship game. And then you figure out who they're going to play and where the game is going to be. Makes it really easy when you just view
maybe
it that
not
way, right?
Maybe that's okay. Not what I did. We'll find out.
Okay. Well, if you had done that segment like each of the last 6 years, it wouldn't have gone very well at the end of the season in terms of how it went. So maybe this year can be different. I kind of think you need Mahomes to get hurt for that not to be true. But yeah, the AFC is really good. It'll be fun to do that. And yeah, like a fun night. The Panthers and the Nuggets have ended up playing on the same night a couple times throughout this postseason, which has been fun just the way the schedule has landed. It's been fun for me because it's like I have a lot of money on one to win the NBA title and a lot of money on the other to win the Stanley Cup. And like the work that I do, these are just the two teams that stood out. And it's kind of like, it's not them or bust. In the NBA, it is kind of Denver or bust, but in hockey, like, there's a couple other teams, but it's Florida, the biggest by far. And so to have them play on the same night, it's like this kind of pretty stressful experience and just like a nice, like kind of just sigh of relief when both games were over last night. Florida, I mean, the sigh of relief happened like an hour before the game ended, and then really the score just kept getting more outrageous because John Cooper kept pulling his goaltender. So Florida advances, which is great. So like 4-12 to go in cashing that. And then Denver in like a completely insane basketball game where you're, you know, just the knife edge of like, God, are they going to have to go back to Los Angeles? And now like Caldwell Pope's hurt and Murray keeps like kind of tweaking his calf. Also, he's awesome, so you can't even really tell what's going on. Like, this team has to play another game. Like, this is really rough. And they don't. They just, like, escape is probably the right way to put it. And with just, like, an incredible fourth quarter. And so both teams advance. So, yeah, just like nice and relaxing. Like, all right. Like, one of the four rounds is down for both teams. And then the competition's only going to get tougher and the games will probably get more stressful, but you know, 4-12 to go in both. And just a nice sense of relief waking up this morning.
We will, we'll get into the Nuggets win last night over the Lakers in full. We'll talk about it from the Nuggets perspective and we'll give you the series price. We'll bandy it about Nuggets against the T-Wolves in the next round in an absolutely titanic matchup. Can't wait for that. We'll talk the future for the Los Angeles Lakers also. Like, where do the Lakers go from here? LeBron going to be on the team next year? AD going to be on the team next year? Where's Darvin Ham going to be coaching or not coaching next season? So we will get into all of it, but I had something to hit you with here, unless you had anything else from last night here for the opening segment.
No, what do you got?
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night, ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
All right, so I thought, you know, we said yesterday on the show, so Phoenix loses, gets swept over the weekend. Yeah. And like 3 minutes left in the game, and the game was still in doubt at that point. Our guy Shams puts this article out saying Kevin Durant was really upset with his role in the offense. Like, Anthony Edwards hasn't even like dunked on Durant yet, and like Shams has tweeted this out already, that Durant is upset with Frank Vogel and his role in the offense. And then this morning, like the Lakers, the body's been cold for like 3 hours. The Lakers have been eliminated for not that long, and we get this tweet from Shams that the Lakers would be okay with drafting Bronny James to pair with LeBron so LeBron can like fulfill his dream of playing, which is pretty cool, right? And like, I'm not a dad yet, but I mean, that's pretty awesome. We can all kind of understand, we're a little selfish maybe on LeBron's part, but also you can understand where he's coming from, right? And and for the Lakers, it's like, hey, like, probably want to keep LeBron if this is what they're floating out there already, right? That they want to draft his son, who's probably an undraftable prospect or like a second rounder at best. So my question to you, Ken Barkley, let's say that you're like, I don't know, the Charlotte Hornets, like jabroni NBA team. Would you give any thought in what is supposed to be, I'm not an NBA draft guy, historically, like the worst NBA draft ever, where I think some of the quotes that have come out on the NBA draft are, there is not one like game-breaking franchise player in this entire draft. Compare and contrast.
Zach Edey is going to go like eighth. Zach Edey is going to be like the seventh
awful.
Pick. Yeah.
And like compare and contrast, like Victor Wembanyama, who we all knew about for like 4 years before he was drafted first overall last year. Like this NBA draft's going to be absolutely terrible. Let's say you've got like the sixth pick in the draft. Would you ever give any thought to drafting Bronny James with the hope of, like, maybe LeBron will come play for us next year if Bronny James is on the team? And which team is the funniest team that could potentially do this to try and get LeBron to come play there next year?
Oh, to draft Bronny James? Yeah, and it's worth noting, not just, like, so there was, like, a back and forth. Shams tweets out the, oh, yeah, like, they'll, like, Lakers will draft Bronny. Like, they're into this. Like, they love it. And then it's like, here's Windhorst with like, LeBron James is going to test free agency. And he's like, so it's basically like a kind of like an argument taking place between like two reporters between Lakers and LeBron, where Lakers are like, yeah, like, let's do it. Let's draft LeBron. And LeBron's like, nah, like I'm good. Like I'm way
like hell
good
I
on
will.
That. Thanks. Yeah, right. Exactly. You know, keep my options open here as he always does. So yeah,
Bronny can back up Torrey and Prince while I go back to Cleveland next year for all I care.
And then you had, like, obviously the companion pieces to that, which were like, actually everyone hated Darvin Ham and the players all coached the team and he didn't. It's like, oh, okay, that makes a lot of sense, I guess, based on what we heard. Yeah, I mean, who should, like, who should try to draft Bronny? Man, like, a lot of teams. I mean, there's plenty of teams that are bad that are not free agent destinations. So, like, your only chance of building is through the draft, and this is a very unconventional way to build through the draft. Not because the player you're drafting is good, but because of who that gets. You know, be like, well, we're going to draft him, and then we're going to draft, like, Thanasis. Like, does he have, like, a nephew or something? And then maybe we get Giannis, like, by proxy, and then we're going to, you know, like, here's, like, a family member from, like, Zion, and here's somebody else. Like, I've got Pelicans talking about maybe blowing things up. Yeah, I mean, Charlotte's a great one just because they're completely incompetent and they've never won anything. So, like, just this current iteration, Charlotte, the basketball city's won before, but or had playoff success before. But, like, so Charlotte's good. Like, Detroit. Here's, like, Monty Williams drafted. Like, yeah, like, I'll take care of him, LeBron. I got this. Yeah, like, let me run this. Be like, oh, boy.
Wizards.
That's pretty rough. Washington is like always a good one.
LeBron with Kuzma and Jordan Poole, how'd that go?
Yeah, here's like Jordan Poole like shepherding Bronny James into the NBA and showing him the ropes. It's like pretty funny. Nah, man, here's how you do it.
Oh, you want to get knocked out by one of your teammates? Lucky you, you've come to the right place.
Right. It's like, oh, 30 shots a game. Oh, and from here. Oh, wait, but what if they're contesting? Oh, it doesn't matter? Oh, cool. All right. I didn't know how that worked. I'm not sure. I mean, that's got to be like the three, right? Like what else is like funnier than that?
How about, I don't know if it's funnier. I'm being serious when I say
like
this.
The Celtics?
Shouldn't the Spurs draft Bronny?
Be like, hey, come play with Wemba. I mean, as if they, the best part is the idea that like he would have to be lured to play with Wembanyama. Be like, as if like that's such a punishment to have to play with like the next you.
So let's do this. Bronny independent, where do you think LeBron, if LeBron leaves the Lakers, what's your best guess as to where he plays next year?
Cleveland.
So like set a betting market. Are the Lakers the favorite? And if so, how much? And then what would Cleveland be as the second choice?
I mean, all the info is that, like, he really wants to stay in L.A. because, like, all of his business stuff is there. That's why he went there in the first place. He might want to go and make Space Jam and have all these, like, private enterprise kind of things and do the shop and do all of his, like, other corporate stuff, whatever he's doing. This was, like, Durant going to the Bay Area, too. So, like, I mean, it's, like, tough to be like, well, he'll leave L.A. Figure, like, the other thing, like, the reason why Cleveland makes a ton of sense is, like, Mitchell's way gone. They might blow it up. I mean, they lose tonight. Whew. I saw somebody do, somebody called Darius Garland like a poor man's Mo Williams, and then somebody shared the stats comparing Garland and Williams is way better. And everybody was like,
what an indictment.
Oh yeah, that's right. Like, oh man, it shouldn't be insulting, but it like, kind of is. So if Cleveland kind of blows this up and Mitchell's gone, then here's like a draw for tickets while we figure out what the hell we're going to do for the next couple of years. That makes a lot of sense too. Here's Bronny and LeBron like for a year or two while we figure out what we want to do and still draw a bunch of people. The Lakers have to still be the favorite. They have to be. And the testing free agency thing probably is just like, hey, let's get Darvin Ham, you know, out and let's do something else. And then Frank maybe Vogel? I'll consider re-signing for you. I don't, LeBron has just gone through, so he's ripped through coaches. And this is true with like all-star players, I feel like, in this generation, which isn't like a commentary that like that's bad or good. It's just what's happened, where every time some season goes wrong, like the same story comes. This is the Phoenix joke that you made before. Like, oh, like he was unhappy with Frank Vogel, who won a title, who now we're linking with LeBron and the Lakers. Like that guy. Like these guys are so important. Yeah, somebody else. LeBron just does it because it's like he wants to have all the power. Probably David Blatt. I would say he would be like a top three choice. Monty Williams would probably be on that list too. See if Detroit's like open to a trade. Send him a draft pick at Monty Williams for $90 million. Yeah, is that that guy? That's the Washington guy, right? Brian Keefe.
Yeah.
Every time you say that, it doesn't sound like that's the guy who coached the Wizards because his name is Brian Keefe.
It sounds like he's like should be like covering like the Brooklyn Cyclones for like.
Yeah.
The Brooklyn Current or something.
Right. Channel 2 here in Hartford. I'm Brian Keefe. Back to the studio.
48 degrees in Stanford. I'm Brian Keefe. Back to you in the studio.
I don't know where he's going to go.
Someone should draft Bronny trying to like lure LeBron to play with them. Like, I kind of want the Knicks to do it.
Charlotte's the best. Charlotte's the best for this. Detroit's phenomenal. Boston's just funny because it would like make him have to try to go to Boston, which is just really funny for a lot of reasons. There's a lot of options here. Yeah, somebody's got to be stupid here. Somebody's got to do something dumb.
Honestly, maybe the Clippers should do it. Keep him in Los Angeles.
How about now? You didn't want to come before. How about now?
I gotta tell you, I'd absolutely love it. Coming up next, Field Yates makes his You Better You Bet debut, talking NFL with Nick and Ken.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL.